Mastery is a journey, not a destination. It's a way of life. Learning new skills often starts with the desire to master them, whether it's tennis, chess, or a new job. But as we progress, the initial excitement can turn into frustration when we hit our limits. It's tempting to give up at this point, but don't be discouraged. There's still a path to mastery if we change our approach. The first step is to reconsider why we're learning. Many of us seek recognition and praise from others. However, if we only aim to impress friends or spectators with a few flashy moves, our motivation may plateau once we achieve some success. Reaching a level where we gain recognition can make us comfortable and hesitant to take risks. True mastery comes from pushing ourselves beyond seeking approval. Instead, it's about challenging ourselves continuously, even when it feels daunting or we might not look as good initially. Approach to learning. Mastering something like tennis requires patience and perseverance. It's not just about practicing until you're good enough, it's about understanding that learning is a continuous process. When you're learning tennis, improving your forehand takes time. Think about how babies start out in life. They're born vulnerable and without many skills. They have to learn everything step by step, just like you do in mastering a sport. By changing how you think about learning, you'll see that you can achieve mastery in anything you set your mind to. Infants learn to crawl, walk, communicate, understand, and think independently at their own pace. Some start walking as early as 9 months, while others take longer. Despite their physical limitations and sometimes slow learning speed, children can master motor skills. Learning isn't about how quickly you pick up new skills or your initial talent or fitness level. It's more about the journey. The student who shows the most promise in the first few tennis lessons might not be the one who excels in the long run. An initially awkward player with a mastery mindset is more likely to become a pro. Modern Western marketing favors quick fixes over mastery. American society, like many Western societies, often promotes quick fixes and instant success. Advertisers promise results like get fit in 2 weeks or instant success. But true mastery doesn't come easily. It's about long periods of practice where you might not see immediate progress. Instead, you have moments of improvement followed by steady, deliberate practice again. Mastery isn't a steep climb, it's more like periods of steady progress interrupted by bursts of growth. Accepting these steady periods is crucial to becoming a master. When the author started learning Aikido, he found joy in the routine of classes and repeated exercises. While classmates quit when progress seemed slow, he stuck with it through the plateaus and steadily worked toward mastery. Why people struggle with plateaus in learning? People often find plateaus in learning difficult to endure because of their approach to mastery. There are three types: dabblers, obsessives, and hackers. 1. Dabblers dive into new hobbies enthusiastically. They might buy expensive gear and emulate their idols. But when progress slows, they often quit, blaming the activity. 2. Obsessives are fixated on immediate results. They want to master skills quickly, but when faced with slow progress, they too tend to give up. 3. Hackers are content to stay at their current level. They're happy just hitting the tennis ball over the net a few times when facing a better opponent and don't feel the need to improve further. If you've realized you're a dabbler, obsessive, or hacker, don't worry. Recognizing the habits that stop you from mastering new skills is the first step to overcoming them. So, what should you do next? Seek the right instructor and viewing practice as a path to mastery. Achieving mastery involves two key elements, instruction and practice. Instruction is crucial on this journey. It can take various forms like video tutorials, computer programs, real-life experiences, or books. Social interaction, especially through one-on-one or group instruction, enhances learning significantly. To find a worthwhile instructor, observe how they treat their students. Consider UCLA basketball coach John Wooden, known as the Wizard of Westwood. His coaching prowess made him one of the greatest mentors in basketball history. Coach Wooden's coaching was distinguished by his deep respect for his players and his balanced approach to their strengths and weaknesses. He devoted equal time in training sessions to addressing problems and reinforcing what the team excelled at. Mastery isn't just about repeating tasks until proficiency is achieved. It's about viewing practice as a journey, akin to a path of continuous learning. For instance, even after attaining a black belt, the highest rank in martial arts, masters continue to train. The black belt signifies a milestone in their journey but also symbolizes the ongoing pursuit of knowledge and improvement. Surrender, visualize, confront, mastery's final pillars. Let's dive into three more important aspects of mastering a skill: surrender, intentionally, and edge control. These are less familiar than instruction and practice but equally crucial. Surrender means accepting your teacher's guidance and the demands of your practice. It sometimes requires putting aside your pride. Imagine your skilled tennis coach, whom you admire, suggests a challenging exercise, standing on one foot, holding your other foot against your back with one hand, while the other hand circles above your head. You'd have to do this for 5 minutes at the start of each class for a whole month. You might feel accepted and tempted to refuse, thinking it's too strange. But refusing means missing out on valuable benefits like improved balance. Even when tasks seem odd, trusting your coach's wisdom helps you grow. Intentionally and mastery. Intentionally focuses on the power of the mind in achieving mastery. It involves visualizing success, a technique relied upon by professionals like golf legend Jack Nicklaus. According to Nicklaus, a successful shot is 50% visualization, 40% setup, and only 10% swing. Masters view challenges as opportunities to surpass expectations. Recognizing these moments as edges, they concentrate their efforts to capitalize on them. Identifying an edge is familiar. For beginners, it's hitting a plateau. For the overly dedicated, it's pushing past perceived limits, while those who lack commitment rarely encounter such challenges. When faced with a daunting task, one must choose between giving up and focusing intensely to overcome it. Masters always choose the latter. Surround yourself with masters, enjoy practice, and create bounce-back rituals. Imagine you've committed to becoming a master at something. You've told your friends, you're getting into the routine, and it feels great. But then, happens a setback. Let's say you've decided to run 5 kilometers every morning. After a while, beyond the first few successful mornings, it gets harder. Your breathing becomes difficult, and your heart races like never before. Your body is sending a clear message: you've pushed too hard, and your body can't maintain its balance anymore. Homeostasis keeps your body's systems balanced and stable, avoiding sudden changes. Despite good intentions, your body might disrupt your practice when learning new physical skills. How do you maintain your resolutions? Move your body, prioritize, accept commitment. Energy is vital for mastering anything. The author compares humans to machines filled with energy. However, social norms and troublesome behavior hinder us from using this energy fully. This limitation starts in childhood. Imagine how curious young kids are. They won't stop until they've explored everything firsthand. But parents, eager to keep them safe, limit this with rules like "don't touch that" or "eat your veggies." These commands stifle curiosity and drain our energy as we grow up. Fortunately, we can regain this youthful vigor through simple habits. One way is by staying physically active. Choosing to walk or bike instead of driving reminds us of our body's strength and puts it to good use. Understanding how to prioritize effectively is crucial. By focusing on one main goal, we can manage our energy better and learn our limits. Priorities can be adjusted based on your current needs. Accepting your commitment to a goal, rather than resisting it, can boost your motivation significantly. Fully immersing yourself in a new challenge and appreciating the effort it takes to succeed will fuel your journey effectively. Key points. 1. Mastery is a lifelong journey that requires continuous learning and effort. 2. Genuine mastery comes from challenging yourself, not seeking approval. 3. Learning new skills is a gradual process requiring patience and perseverance. 4. True progress in mastery involves enduring learning plateaus. 5. Effective mastery needs good instruction, consistent practice, and self-discipline. 6. Mental visualization and intentional focus are crucial for achieving mastery. 7. Physical activity, prioritizing goals, and embracing commitment fuel the mastery journey.